Abner. I believe that's our ring.
I don't get alarm. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Lum at the Mountain View Inn trying to locate his partner. Listen.
Abner. Hey, Abner, where are you?
Here I am, Lum. Huh? Just been doing some bell hopping. You know, I believe I was right, too.
Right about what?
Don't you recollect? I told you there was something cuter about all these people stopping here at this hotel.
What's the matter now?
Well, I just now taken a pitcher of ice water up to room 206, and that whole bunch is gathered in there.
What whole bunch?
Well, might not everybody stopping here at the hotel.
Oh, you must be mistaken, Abner.
They was in there.
They don't even know one another. I've saw them pass right down here in the lobby, and they don't even speak to one another.
Well, they might not know one another, but they're together anyway. Look like they's having a meeting of some kind, too.
Trixie wasn't in there, was she?
Well, I don't know. I couldn't see everybody. They never let me come in like they generally do. One of them come to the door and taken a pitcher of water. Just opened the door a little bit. But I could see in the looking glass of the dresser there.
That's funny.
If you want my notion on it, that whole bunch is up to something.
Oh, Abner, you're just imagining things.
I am not.
Ever since you was deputy town marshal, you think everybody you see is a crook.
I don't ordinary, Lum, but these folks are just acting awful specious.
Well, I don't see nothing specious about that. Folks is allowed to visit in one another's rooms if they want to.
Yeah, but, well, you take them two old maids now. I know in reason one of them is a man.
A man?
Yes, sir, a man. Well, you know, Cedric said he seen one of them yesterday up in a room smoking a big cigar. And she must be wearing false hair, for he said he seen that gray hair she'd been wearing hanging on the end of the bedstead there.
Yeah, I'll admit that did sound sort of strange,
all right. She's a man.
I granny, she might be a man.
She is.
Maybe that's the reason she lets the other one do all the talking, so her voice won't give her away.
I told you that's it.
I just thought she was deep and dumb.
Well, they was talking to beat the band a while ago, till I knocked on the door, and then they quieted right down.
Well, what was they saying? Could you hear what they were talking about?
No, nothing particular. Just before I knocked, I heard Mame talking, and
who?
Mrs. Smith, little Gwendolyn, called her Mame.
Oh.
From the way she talked, they must be waiting here for some Indian to get here.
Indian?
Yeah, she was saying something about she wished the chief would hurry up and get here. This place was getting on her nerves.
The chief, huh?
That's what she said.
That sounds like we might have a gang of criminals staying here.
That's just what I think. I believe the whole bunch is crooks.
Hey, Granny, you're getting me suspicious now.
You mean on account of that Indian coming?
No, Abner, they weren't talking about no Indian.
They called him chief.
If they're crooks like we think, they're talking about the ringleader of the gang. That's what they call him, the chief.
Oh, my dog, that proves it. I'm a good mind to get hold of Uncle Henry Lunsford and have him go up there and arrest the whole outfit right now.
No, now, don't go calling the town marshal. In the first place, we ain't got no evidence against him.
Well, something ought to be did if they're crooks, Lum.
Yeah, but you can't go arresting somebody just because they're crooks.
You can't.
You got to catch them doing something against the law first. Besides, they're guests here at the hotel. We can't make no money if you go around having everybody that stops here arrested.
Well, they're up to something. I'll bet money on it. I hate to just stand by and wait for it to happen. I know it's coming sure to work.
You can't arrest a body before he does something, though.
Well, it might be a good idea.
Well, I know one thing. I know that Trixie couldn't be mixed up with him. She's too sweet a girl.
Well, I don't know, Lum. I believe she's just as much into it as the rest of them.
Now, mind out what you're saying there.
I believe she's right up there in that meeting they're having right now.
You said you never seen her.
No, but I couldn't see all the room, neither.
Now, wait a minute. You're trying to accuse her on circumstance evidence. I'll just call her up her room right now and ease my mind about that right now. And show you, too.
All right, call her. And she ain't in her room. I bound you that's where she's at, right in the meeting, too. I know she's one of them.
Granny, she don't answer.
I know it. You're just wasting your time, Lum. She's right up there with the rest of them. I bound you, the whole bunch knowed one another before ever they come to Pine Ridge, too.
No, sir, Abner, I'll never believe Trixie's mixed up with no gang of crooks.
What about that telegram she sent to Chicago and signed it Blondie?
Oh, well, that don't prove nothing. Maybe that's her nickname. She's a blonde, sort of sorrel-headed, got light-colored hair.
Yeah, but them three fellas from Chicago spoke to her when they come in the other day and called her Blondie.
Yeah, I asked her about that. She said she never did see him before.
Never seen him?
Said they were just trying to get fresh with her. Said lots of people calls her Blondie.
Well, everybody to their own notions. I still believe she knows them, though.
Who all did you see up there in the room a while ago?
Well, they was in 206, so natural, them three Chicago fellas is in there, and the two old maids.
Yeah.
And Mr. and Mrs. Smith and little Gwendolyn.
Oh, she was in there again, huh?
Yeah. Aunt Sate, last night, I was telling Dick Huddleston about her being up there playing cards with them three fellers and how awful she talked to her mama and papa for such a little girl, and Dick said he believed she was a midget.
A midget?
That's what he said.
Well, now, I hadn't thought about that. Come to think about it, she does have awful grown-up ways about her.
Why, sure. What I can't understand is why she'd want to dress herself up like a little girl.
Well, what about the old maid? If one of them's a man, what's his idea in dressing himself up like a woman?
I don't know. Whole thing's got me so mixed up, I don't know what to think.
Might not like a masquerade party around here. Everybody dressing themselves up like something else.
Yeah, and see, now, talking about parties, there's another thing. After us giving that reception for the guests here at the hotel, wouldn't none of them come down to it? Well, except all the hired help and Trixie.
Well, she was the only one I cared about being there anyway. Worst part of that was, you spent most of your time with her than I did.
Ah.
Eating sandwiches with her and dancing with her and carrying on.
Well, I never wanted to, Special Mom. But you heard what she said. Said you'd more than like to rather dance with your cousin.
Yeah. You know, the way she said that makes me expect that she never actually believed Miss Emmeline was my cousin. Did she say anything to you about it?
No. Not that I recollect she never.
You know, I ain't so sure that Miss Emmeline believed that Trixie was my cousin, either.
Huh?
Did you notice how cool she acted toward me?
Who? Trixie or Miss Emmeline?
Well, both of them, now that I think about it. I was talking about Miss Emmeline, though.
Oh.
Just the way she looked at me. You know, sort of turned away whenever I come near her.
Well, how could she look at you? She turned away from you.
Well, I don't know. She did it, though, somehow. But what made me really suspicious that she expected something about Trixie's when she asked Mose Moose to drive her home.
Well, I don't see why a little thing like that make you suspicious about nothing.
Well, maybe I am just letting my imagination run away with me. Here's more than likely the whole thing. Both of them women were just jealous over me.
Yeah.
And you can't blame them.
Oh, no, of course not. Oh.
Of course, now that I think about it, maybe I oughtn't to have told them both the same story. I mean, about the other and being my cousin.
Oh, oh.
Because that makes them cousins, see?
Why, sure.
Them two women ever get together and start talking.
Oh, wait a minute. Who's that coming in yonder?
I don't know. He's got some hand satchels. Must be another customer for the hotel.
Yeah, must be. High-class looking fella, ain't he?
My goodness. Business is picking up, eh? I know we'd make a go of this thing. Run and carry his bags for him, Abner.
Well, he's just got two. He don't need no help.
Well, that don't matter. He's supposed to help everybody.
Yeah, all right. It seems silly, though.
Boy, it's too late now. Just forget it. Well, howdy do, sir. Welcome to Mountain View Inn.
Welcome to Mountain View Inn.
Why, it certainly is hot today, isn't it?
Why, yes, it is. Uncommonly warm. Wouldn't surprise me none if we didn't get a rain. What can we do for you?
Well, I'd like a nice quiet room. I'm not sure how long I'll be here. A week or so. Perhaps longer.
Oh, we can fix you up, I'm sure. Stay as long as you like.
Well, thank you. I'd like a bath, too.
Well, that's all right. You go right ahead and take one. There's a tub right in the room. Awful handy.
Yes, yes, that is handy.
Oh, this is a modern place here. Just write your name right down here in the registry.
Then. Yes, yes, of course. Yes. Smith, huh?
Oh, you don't need to read it. Just sign it. It's all you have to do, mister.
Yes, yes, I know.
More than likely you ain't did much traveling. Put your name right on that line there.
These people that you have registered from Chicago, what do they look like, the Smiths here?
Oh, they just look like people. Man and his woman and their little girl, Gwendolyn.
Mm-hmm. Little girl, you say, huh?
Yeah, to be honest, I think she's more of a midget.
Mm-hmm.
Why did you ask?
Oh, no reason. I just thought they might be some Smiths that I used to know. Oh, just forget it. Sorry I bothered you.
No, it weren't no bother.
Hey, Cedric! Come here, Cedric!
217. That'll be a good quiet room for you, mister.
Oh, that's fine. I want to get plenty of rest.
Call me, Mr. Abner.
Take them hand satchels up to room 217. Here's the key. Just follow him, mister, and he'll show you right where your room's at.
Yes, well, thank you very kindly.
Hey, if you want any ice water, why, just call for Bellhop Abner. No, but I hope he does call me. He looks like he'd come across with a big tip.
Granny's, that ain't all he looks like.
Huh?
Look where he's from, Abner. Chicago.
Huh?
There's the chief them crooks have been expecting.
The chief?
I'll bet my last dollar on it.
If that is the chief, things should really start popping in Mountain View enough. So be sure to join us again on our next regular transcribed visit down in Pine Ridge.